Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. White, J.E., White, Emma. Stanmore, Sydney, New South Wales, Australia. October 25, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Children, yesterday was an important day for us. The morning 6 o'clock meeting was excellent. Six were upon their feet at once, waiting for their opportunity. I tried to present the necessity of hopefulness and courage in times of difficulty, and what a willing, gracious Heavenly Father we have to respond to all who call upon Him. The meeting was obliged to close with Elder Daniels upon his feet waiting. Finally, he requested that no more should arise, for the time had already been prolonged beyond its closing period. Then Brother Haskell spoke excellently well. He was interrupted by questions being asked. He showed courtesy and tact in his answers. The tent was well filled. Those who were present called it an excellent meeting. The old servant of Christ was full of the matter, presenting clear and forcible truth to the people, and all listened with intense interest. Our brother seems to have a deep insight into the Scriptures, and he is happy in communicating the truth to others. In the afternoon at 3, I stood before a tent crowded to its uttermost capacity, and then there were more than 100 on the outside. I spoke slowly and distinctly, and know not whether all heard or not. All under the tent say they heard. I took up the subject of temperance, just leading out on the first portion of the subject, Christ in the wilderness of temptation and His victory, passing over the ground where Adam fell, and redeeming Adam's disgraceful failure and fall, and placing the human family on vantage ground with God, making it possible for them to overcome in their own behalf, through the merits of the crucified and risen Savior. That large audience gave excellent attention. I shall continue the subject in another discourse. In the evening, Elder Farnsworth spoke to a still larger audience, and there was no confusion, no interruption by the rabble. All passed off in order and peace. This was indeed an excellent meeting. The Lord is at work on the hearts of the people. This morning, at 6 o'clock, a large audience assembled for prayer and conference meeting. Brother Starr led the meeting, and then, after a season of prayer, Brother Robert Hare, who has been at work in Western Australia, spoke about 1/2 hour, and he made some confession, after his remarks in regard to "Take heed how ye hear," Luke 8, verse 18. He was deeply affected. The quivering lip and the tearful utterance gave impression to his words. He spoke of his labors in Sydney and suburbs about 5 years ago. Impressions were received by him and Brother Steed that where one or two ministers obtained an interest, they were the only ones who should be enlisted in this meeting. Elders Daniels and White came into the meeting, but were not invited to act a part. He wished to say that it was not the right course for them to pursue. They should have invited these brethren to act a part with them, and the work would have had a very different showing had they done this. There was much tenderness in the meeting. I had a few words to say, and the meeting closed. I am now in my room tracing these lines. Time for morning meeting of the Union Conference session has come, and I am requested to be present. So this must close my epistle for this time. I have never seen a better influence in the suburbs of Sydney than we are now having. Brother Haskell said there were two men here to make trouble Sabbath afternoon. One said to the other while I was speaking, "Now is our time to commence." The other, who had been listening, said, "I cannot make a disturbance. They are a respectable people, and I will not do as we calculated." The Lord has certainly wrought in this meeting thus far. There seems to be an inspiring influence vivifying the whole encampment. The meeting has been carried out in a different way than any of our camp meetings. I was warned and directed to take the people by surprise. There were no notices given weeks ahead, giving Satan every opportunity to stir up and rally his forces. the people came out to hear from the first appointed meeting. The Lord has taught us that not one monotonous routine is to be preserved. We must follow the Lord's direction, and this will be in ways and customs being broken up. Sarah has come, says the meeting has opened. I must go. God bless you. This letter must go now. Mother.